I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Do you have an emergency?
Yes, I have a lady in here that's throwing ice cream at me and my employees.
Are you injured? Do you need an ambulance?
No, I'm fine. Just sticky.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She regrets not charging a new clown outfit to her credit card, but she has to make those difficult choices when becoming a more practical shopper, a.k.a. pizza chuck purchase.
Brilliant. And you know my best friend that sits across on another microphone. She knows that my sleeping to be skinny meditation isn't working, so she's coming up with a new diet plan. I hope it gets me as close to my birth weight as possible. Yes, I did just turn your intro into me. Her name is
Amy Nichols. I like how you did that. You just spun it around right back. That's great.
I can turn any situation into myself. And I don't mean to. I know that that's not a good quality, but I can still do it. And they're
That's
like,
great.
Yeah, people have to put me in check. They're like, this isn't about you. And I'm like, yeah, well, I'm still affected right now. So it is.
So I do have a new diet that I've been dying to tell you about.
Okay. I hope this is going to be really good.
No, I think you'll absolutely love it. And I had never heard about it before. I saw my sister last weekend and she mentioned it. And then I'm sorry to tell you, I have a new best friend that I want. I mean, we're not best friends yet, but I want her to be my friend. You have 100 best friends. So why can't I have another one? Anyways, but she mentioned it too.
Did she invite you to go see it last weekend? Because I invited you to go see it.
No.
What did she do for you? Does she podcast with you? Does she work out with you?
No. No.
Why do you like her more than me?
I didn't say I like her more than you.
What's so great about her?
Well, she's sweet and she's smart and she has a kid that is my kid's age and she's beautiful. So maybe my son will marry her in 10 years. And we have some of the same interests, church, family, health, kids,
I like church
parenting.
Family.
I know. I'm not saying there's nothing. Why you gotta make everything about you?
I just don't know why you're cheating on me.
I'm not. I'm just saying I really like this girl and I want her to be my new best friend.
Well, I wish y'all the best of luck in the future. Invite her up for a podcast sometimes. So we can all get to know each other.
You'll steal her from me. You're way more interesting.
Yeah, but I don't have kids, so.
I can always change that.
She'll just want me to be a babysitter. She won't want to be my friend. She'll want my babysitting skills.
Anywho, so she's telling me about this diet that I never heard about. It's called the keto diet. Have you heard of it?
No. Now, I've heard of a taco diet.
No.
Where you only eat tacos and you lose weight.
Nope. This is not
sounds
that.
Great. Okay. What's a keto diet?
No, not keto. Keto. K-E-T-O. Keto diet.
Oh, yes. But I don't know what it is.
Okay. So it's 70% fat and 25% protein and 5% carbs. So you're eating like butter and avocados and like cheeses, any kind of dairy. Like you can just go to town at it because it like puts your body in this thing called ketosis. Mm-hmm. And it's like a survival mode. So it starts eating away at the fat. I don't know all the details. I mean, I could read some facts and stuff, but I mean, so you can't do a lot of grains or sugars or whatever, but I mean, I've been doing a lot of diets where I can't eat cheese and the fats that I absolutely love and butter. And so I'm super excited about this.
Well, I don't research my own stuff. I just go by what other people tell me. So if you're telling me that I can eat cheese, I'm in.
Yeah.
Cheese is my downfall. I can't keep cheese at the house because I only buy it if I'm going to cook with it. But I'll even get like a big bag of shredded cheese and then I'll just stand at the sink and sit there and shovel it into my mouth. Mm-hmm. That way all the little strands of cheese can make it to the sink and then I don't have to clean up afterwards. I just turn on the water. I'm addicted to cheese. I saw a newscast one time many, many years ago, and it was talking about how cheese was dangerous and a lot of people were dying.
What?
And I got really concerned and I called up my girlfriend and I'm like, oh my God, we need to watch out. People are dying from cheese. And she's like, no, Lacey, that's a drug. It was some new drug that people were doing.
I just got just as worried as you did.
Yeah. Because I'm like, cheese kills. I'm in trouble.
I do remember that being a story. Mm-hmm. Yes. They were calling it cheese. Yes.
I mean, it was concoction. It was, right. You know, taking this drug and doing this with it. I don't know. I'm not in that kind of cheese circles, but I will tell you, I've been watching a lot of Italian cooking shows because we're going to Italy. We're going to the Amalfi Coast for Thanksgiving. And I already told my husband, Jeremy, I'm going to keep a Parmesan cheese wheel in my room and just nibble on it.
No, in your room?
Yeah.
You cannot keep food in your room.
Yes, you can, because Giada, the Italian cook who has a show, she keeps a Parmesan cheese wheel, and you don't have to refrigerate it, and she just cuts it off whenever she wants it.
No, you don't have to have it refrigerated, but you can't have food in your room. Oh my gosh, that scares me so much. Like, my biggest fear are bugs, and I don't want little crawly things anywhere near my bed.
She doesn't have bugs. If it starts getting buggy, I'm not going to eat it.
Oh my gosh.
Throw it out.
Where are you going to store it?
Ask room service. She keeps it by her windowsill. I think that's a really good spot. Just out by the balcony so I can wake up with my morning coffee and start nibbling on some cheese.
I do like good Parmesan.
Yes.
Like, I think the last one I got, it was a sliver of Parmesan Reggiano or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I just went to town at that thing with wine. Lots of wine. I could not get it in my mouth fast enough.
That's the same way that I feel about cheese and wine both. I think that's why we're best friends, not this mysterious person with her perfect looking daughter. What else has been going on?
Well, this weekend, me and Josh did something that you're really jealous of. I'm sorry to make you feel bad, but we got kayaks, and I was so excited about it.
Oh my God.
I know. It was so much fun.
You got two kayaks?
We got two kayaks.
Two
singles. The kids were really upset because they can't really participate. Well, I mean, they didn't participate this weekend. We wanted to, quote, in quote, unquote, try them out, you know, so they were safe and all. And so they didn't get to get on. But they were safe. So next time we will take them. We'll have to trade off or whatever.
What day was this?
This was, we were shooting for Saturday morning, but it was such an ordeal to get them on the car and learning how to strap things down and the new rack and crossbars. It was just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I had more anxiety with the kayaks on top of the car than I did watching the It movie. It was insane. I really thought, it was like my fingernails were into my palms, almost breaking skin. It was so nerve-wracking, but we did it. We're safe, and I think we've got it handled, so next time it won't be that big of a deal. But that wasn't the only issue, so it took so long to get these kayaks on top. I hadn't eaten yet. We're looking at noon now. It's been 18 hours since I've eaten, and let me just tell you about myself. I am hypoglycemic. I have low blood sugar. I need to eat regularly, or I will freak out. So I'm warning Josh. This is happening. I need to eat 30 minutes on the car ride. I'm like, you need to stop. You need to stop. I'm hungry. I need food right now. I'm about to freak out. So guess what?
Did you pass out?
I did not pass out because I was sitting down.
Okay, because that will happen too.
It does. I mean,
did you hit him while he was driving because you said, you're not listening to me. I need food now.
No, but I warned him so much and he wasn't listening to me. So we finally get to this drive-through place. I'm not going to tell you the place because I'm really mad at this company. And it's not just me. Like, this is the company's fault or the customer service of the person taking our order.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to put anyone on blast. I don't know if that's the right thing to do. But so I'm telling them I want the value meal, but I want to substitute my soft drink for an ice cream treat. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I want. No, I'm sorry, we can't do that. Okay, well, upsell me then. Charge me for whatever extra it is to get this ice cream treat.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can't do that. I'm like, my blood's starting to boil.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh is making the order. I'm in the passenger seat and I get up out of my seat. I lean over Josh. I'm screaming through the window at this speaker. I'm like, what are you telling me? You can't get me this ice cream treat.
Mm-hmm.
Soft drink is $1.69 and there's two different labels of the ice cream treat. It's labeled as $1.29 in one spot on the menu board and $1.19 on the other side of the menu board, which is cheaper than the soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't give me my ice cream treat. So I yelled at him. I yelled at this poor boy.
How old was this kid?
Josh kept calling him a kid, but I mean, you have to be at least 16 to get a job, right?
And I would imagine probably not much older than that because hopefully you advance your career past fast food.
But you're not
at some
considered
point.
A kid at 16, right? I mean, you're a
to
teenager.
To me, it's a kid. To me,
really,
it's a kid.
Really, you too?
Yeah.
I totally blew up on this poor kid. I should not have done it. I was upset. I mean, just get me what I want. I don't care how much you charge me.
Just charge you for it. I don't understand what the issue was, but I don't know that you need to be berating children your blood sugar is going down.
I mean, I felt like my head was going to explode. I felt it in my body like I needed that. And I think it was the sugar I was craving. That's why I wanted that ice cream treat so bad.
Amy, you have rage in your heart.
I really think I'm... Because I freaked out last month at the grocery store, and I won't tell the story because that was really, I mean, they put my eggs at the bottom of the bag, which is insane. And grocery, you know, my produce was with cans. So they're bruising my fruits, and I can't, it's just common sense.
So at that moment, you walked out of the store with your children in tow, screaming. Names, not obscenities, but just names.
Yeah, I did.
You walked out of the store pitching a fit.
I did.
While you were carrying your groceries.
I did. And so I'm not displaying self-control at all. I mean, in the last couple of months, I haven't anyways. I don't know what it is. And it's always food related, I think.
And I get being upset about a food order. But at the same time, you can't mess with these people because they will mess with your food.
Well... Okay, so
I would.
So let me go back to
you. Be mean to me, girl. I would have spit all up in your ice cream treat.
I didn't get an ice cream treat. I didn't get my ice cream treat. This is the issue. I was like, okay, well, if they can't figure this out, just give me a water. They hand me my water. I threw it out the window, Lacey. Like, I want you to see me freak out and throw this water out the window. That's not the first time I've done that either in a drive-thru. I ordered a water because I was having a fit, and I just, as soon as they hand it to me, it goes right out the window.
I don't know that I've ever done anything bad, but I've worked fast food. I've worked restaurants. I mean, sure, I've done bad to customers before. I had one customer make me so mad. Old person, and you know I love old people. This was an old crotchety person, and I don't remember what they did, but it pissed me off so bad. I went and got my eye drops, maybe even Visine, I don't know, and I put it in their drink to make them get the poops.
Oh my God.
And then ends up they took out that ingredient, so it didn't even work.
Did?
But that was, that was my revenge.
It was an evil intention, though.
Oh, heck yeah. I was just like, watch this. Have fun tonight, poop in your bed, but it didn't work. I think. I didn't follow up with them afterwards. Hey, person, that was really mean to me. Did you have the craps all night?
Yeah, can we exchange numbers? Because I'm really looking forward to talking to you later. I do feel bad about how I reacted. I should not have, but I don't see what the issue was.
I don't either. Charge you for the ice cream and let's move on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you should have at that point gone inside and talked to a manager.
Well,
that way you're not yelling at a kid.
Well, he's not a kid. Kids can't have jobs. He's not a kid.
And I was working at 15. Or I was working at a fast food restaurant at 15. I was babysitting and watching kids after Montessori school before that.
And I didn't notice, but Josh said that he was so scared that he didn't see him come to the window. Like it was someone else. I was too raged out to even notice who was at the window. But
are you on steroids?
No, I'm not. No, it's just lack of blood sugar in my blood. Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it too much blood? Is it that time? We need to know what the problem is with you, Amy.
That's not
because
it.
You are super rager.
I really don't know what it is. But so I really am going to try harder to control myself.
Okay, so Amy, I know that I'm totally judging you, but I'm guilty of going off on children too. It has happened on an occasion. As you know, my family and I recently went to Disney. We did 2 days at Disney, 1 day at Universal, and Universal Studios was just like chaos. Crowds of people, no lines, everybody's just bum rushing. Mm-hmm. And this young girl, probably 16, 17, like, pushed past me and Jeremy and my sister-in-law, and her mom was like, what are you doing? You need to wait for us. And she's like, these people aren't going. And I just looked at her like she was the stupidest person, and I uttered a cuss word and kept walking. And then
you uttered?
I uttered. or muttered.
No, no, no. I mean, what? I don't know what the word is.
I didn't shout a cuss word at her, and I don't remember. I think it was just like, you know, B. Like, just get out of my way. Why are you trying to be rude to me whenever I'm just trying to patiently wait? I'm not going to run past you. That's just rude. But yeah, then I walked away, and I was like, oh, my God, I just cussed at a kid. Like, I officially lost my cool. Too much, too many people, too many days, too many walking.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, day after day in the sun, too, you know?
You just get sick of people.
Yeah.
But I totally said a cuss word at a kid. She was being one, so whatever.
It's the truth.
Then I didn't go off on these kids one time, but I totally should have. Okay. Jeremy and I took a trip to Memphis, and we took a carriage ride. And this is the one and only time I've ever been in a carriage. And so it's all lit up. It's got the lights around it, big pumpkin looking, and it's led by horses. And
aww.
We're taking a carriage ride through Memphis, and we stopped at a red light. And there was these two little girls with their mom, and they looked, and they go, oh my gosh, mom, is that a prince? And I got so mad because they thought that Jeremy was a prince and not that I was a princess. I wanted to say something to them, but I didn't.
Self-control.
I wanted to tell them, children believe that some things are real, and I wanted to tell them that it wasn't real because you just hurt my feelings by saying that.
Oh my
but I
gosh.
Didn't. I held in my comments, but that's one time I could have gone full-blown Amy. These were little girls too.
Oh, is there any chance that maybe Jeremy was blocking the view, like he was on their side of the carriage so that they didn't see you, maybe?
I don't care. It's absolutely unforgiving. I don't care what their reasoning was behind it. I will never, ever get over that. They thought he was a prince, and nobody asked me if I was a princess.
You were an absolute nobody.
Thanks.
But I don't feel that way. Please don't go off on me.
No, you're just saying that because you have a new best friend. It's okay. Oh. It's okay.
In my defense, there is a time in your adolescence when you're not a kid and you're not an adult. What do you call them? You can't say adolescent. And teenage is like, I don't know. I don't know. What's the right word?
Anyone younger than me is a kid.
No.
Now they're all a bunch of kids. I'm just all old and crotchety.
Would you say a 25-year-old was a kid?
Youngin? Can I say youngin, or does that make me sound too old?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whippersnapper.
No.
I think at 25, it's about time they start taking care of themselves.
Did you know, fun fact, that I don't really know if this is true. My mom told me, I think, at one point, but your brain is not fully developed until you're 25. You're still developing your brain.
So your brain is fully developed, yet you still act the way that you act. What does that say about you?
Why'd you have to turn that around?
Burn. So other things we did this weekend separately, because you're off, you know, living a life without me or something.
You only could see what you're doing is you're making me the bad guy, and you only were available at a certain time.
It's all about me, Amy. So, yeah, I wasn't available at certain times. Jeremy, my husband, was available
at certain
times because he was working all weekend. So went and saw It with a group of friends, decided last minute I was supposed to buy this clown dress, and I ended up not buying it. So last minute I was like, well, I can't just show up looking all regular. So I dressed up, kind of. I had on a red little blazer and yellow heels, and I carried my clown mask as my purse.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. Movie, though, not so much. Very unimpressed with it.
I felt the same way.
I thought whoever Skarsgård made a very good Pennywise.
I think so, too.
I thought he looked good.
Yeah. I had a lot of anxiety because I kept on thinking, because I heard it, this is going to be the scariest movie ever made. So I kept on thinking that I was going to be scared out of my mind. I kept on waiting and waiting and waiting. And it never happened. I just was not scared enough.
Mm-hmm.
So a little disappointed, but what can you do?
Also felt that way, but opposite of The Notebook. Whenever I watched The Notebook, I watched it and I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the movie to get good, and it never did, and I felt duped.
I mean, The problem is I don't want anyone to talk something up to me. Don't tell me that it's the best of anything, because then I really think it's the best. And then I'm disappointed every single time, anytime anyone says something's the best. Food, movies, doesn't matter. Don't tell me that.
So obviously we're both geeky over it because we've been talking about it.
Yes.
Pretty much all year. But if you do want to hear our full review, we did a podcast with our Mam Room partner, Anna Casiejos, and we talked about that and some other fun stuff.
I'm Pennywise, the dancing clown. Amy, what's your clown? How did my face look?
That was pretty creepy. So you can check that out. Channel Surfing Podcast. So we were doing some posting on social media this weekend.
Yeah.
Loose Lips Hips on Twitter, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Facebook. And Kendra Couch, she's becoming a good friend. She was super excited to see it, and she even dressed her son up in a yellow raincoat.
I saw the picture.
And a red balloon, and was trying to teach him to say, "You'll float too." And I had this little kid once, little young, probably 3 or 4, like they still have the undeveloped voice at that time. Mm-hmm. And we were having a party and this little kid was there, and I had him go around and tell everybody, "Red rum, red rum." And they're like, "What is this little kid saying to me? It's so freaky." And also kudos to Kendra, because she showed me another picture. Her kid last year, she dressed him up as Chucky. With the little stitches.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
That is cool.
I begged my best friend Bonnie to do that to her son Weston, and she's like, "No." And I'm like, "Girl, whatever. That is the cutest thing ever." And said she dress him up like Super Mario. I mean, sure, it's cute, but it's no Chucky.
Hey.
It's no Chucky.
My son won a costume contest with his Mario. So
how original.
I'm just but it was before the new Wii came out, and it was a big deal.
Whatever. I think Kendra is the coolest. And if I ever did decide to have kids, I would want to dress my kid up in super freaky costumes, too, because that is awesome. Much respect for that.
They are really cute.
All right, Amy, I think we have officially told on ourselves too much.
Yes.
We're done.
Yes.
Let's just end the podcast. So thank you for listening.
And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can tell us how great of a job we're doing if you want. And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Woohoo!